couple of quick announcements. We have a lot to do before 12 noon, but one is, if you own a black Sebring, it's going to be towed in about 5 minutes. The license number is 124EAB. It's been parked outside since this morning, and the tow truck is just about ready, so you've got about 3 minutes to claim your car. Okay? Yes, you better get it. It's a pretty good-looking car. Is it yours? Oh, well, The other comment, probably missed a couple here, is that a number of people said they'd like to kind of look at other considerations again. We're not going to do that because it has to be, there were a lot of edits and changes and structural changes, you know. So you will get it again. We're going to send it out to you within days, you know, and we will be able to discuss it next weekend and make some changes next weekend to it, okay? So much better to see clean copy with the changes that you've suggested. So you will have a chance to do that next weekend. And this is, particularly since a large part of, it's going to have a new title, of course, now, is going to be in Volume 2. We've got a little bit more time to do that. Okay? So you will get a chance to take your crack at it next weekend. And we must prepare time also to do the questionnaire at the end as well. So now we're beginning, we're going to go through this again. We're starting at page 5, the section called Assessing the Current Electoral System. So we'll do page 5 and 6. And again, we would like major substantive comments. If you've got editorial word changes, give them to Leo. He'll look after them, okay? Anna.
This is just a really quick comment on page 4. Sorry. That reference to the federal governments in the 1960s, that's not going to mean a lot to a lot of voters who weren't around in the 60s. I kind of think we might be better to compare coalition governments in other countries rather than historically in Canada. Just a thought.
Okay. Wendy.
In reply to Anna's comment, we get quite a few comments about the 1952 and 53 election as if it happened yesterday. So I don't know what to think about that.
You might also want to remember from our lessons that the people who vote are usually older. Like me.
But we're trying to encourage the younger ones to come out.
Okay. We will take this advice and do something, okay? Any other comments on page 5 and 6? Roughly okay. A lot of copy editing to do, by the way. I've got lots of copy editing on my stuff. Wendy again. And Wendy, by the way, the break said I'm ignoring her, so you see.
Well, that was just a quick comment to Anna. I wanted to make a comment about on page 5 about, I don't agree with the following quote on that page. Governments with a legislative majority are able to claim a mandate for action. I think that we should word this differently so that we don't appear to agree that this is a correct statement.
I'm going to respond to say that I think in these couple of three paragraphs, we've got to basically state the case as though we were supporting this system. This is the case for the current system, and those who support it will say this.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that I don't believe that a government that has less than 50% of the popular vote really has a legitimate claim to a mandate.
And we discuss that later down. We talk about the artificial majorities and whatever. We can strengthen it later down. But I think there needs to be a section here.
No, I just would like to change the wording so it doesn't sound like we agree that they do have that claim.
Okay, we'll take a look at it that we don't say that.
Yeah, that's all I want to say.
The supporters say that, okay? Gene.
I was very impressed with the younger generation pointing out to me that we don't mention, although we ought to understand it, that within individual ridings under the present system, a seat is often won by less than a majority vote, and therefore a technical majority of the voters are not represented or their votes are wasted. I think some statement to that effect ought to be included in this section.
Or we could include it later on, because this is a defense of the section. We can later on, in terms of the rationale for why we are proposing the new system, we can say everything that we want to say there in terms of the rationale for the new system.
That's fine. That observation ought to be included.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
I think our editors have got that. Shoney.
Just in this section, there is, not only is it the case, but down at the bottom, it is the undesirable outcomes. And so we're not just making the case, we're evaluating it. So I think there is room for some of the comments that people have been making.
And we can do that in our commentary about the system, where we assess it. Where we ask the question, does it meet the needs of British Columbia? That's where we can make these comments. Okay? Ken?
I was just wondering on page 5.
Whereabouts?
At the very top. The heading, A Mechanism for Strong Government.
Yep.
Is there any chance we can change that to majority government or something so it doesn't sound... people generally will have a really, really positive opinion in their mind about strong government, so it seems a little contradictory to the whole point of this.
Well, we could have something like to more show that it's, I have to check, I haven't got eyes to look at these guys behind me, but basically this is the case for the current system, so it could be the case for majority government or something like that. We might say this is the case, so it separates it from us. Does that sound reasonable, guys? Seems reasonable. They're not resisting that. Harley.
Yeah, I'll just comment on that. I was thinking of the title at the top, the Assessing the Current Electoral System. If we can title that so that it sort of differentiates between our values and the values of those people that support such a system. Same thing you've said, but maybe right at the top.
If we say assessing the current system, first is the case for, then secondly, does this meet the needs of British Columbia? That might do it. Diana, then we're going to move... Diana, you're clear. Can we then move on to the next section? Let's see what this includes. Starts on page 7. Page 7 and page 8, voter preference, a new electoral system for British Columbia. Again, there's a lot of copy editing to do, so editorial comments, give them to us in writing, please. RB?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No. I am referring to section second para under fair electoral results. Now, I think it's a fair statement to say that STV is candidate focused compared to most peer systems that are party focused, especially with SMP constituency seats and so on and so forth. And of course, in STV, parties have lesser control over their MLAs. But even with STV, parties will still conduct elections, organize the work of the legislature, and carry out the business of government, which refers to page 3, the last para. If domination of the electoral process means domination over these matters, no system can resist that kind of domination in the parliamentary government system. If domination refers to that party control over their MLAs, then this paragraph needs to be rewritten, separating that issue and further explaining in a simple language, the different results one can expect from candidate-focused systems and party-focused systems, especially considering the amount of public presentations we read and heard in favor of other PR systems. After all, this document is not for us, but for others, and especially those vocal, politically articulate people who are promoting other types of PR systems. So in my personal view, the paragraph, as it is confusing and has an element of exaggeration. That I also find I have similar comments on page 8, the third para, under significant voter choice, where it says STV alone balances the three basic principles, when we all know all PR systems are trying to do the same thing. We need to say that STV does this better, perhaps, than any other PR system with an appropriate explanation. Otherwise, some people may say our document is frivolous. And our final document must be objective, well-seasoned, and easily understood. Any form of exaggeration can do more harm than good, defeating the purpose of the document. On the whole, great document. Thank you.
RB, people have taken notes of that. It sounded to me as though you were reading from your own notes. Could you give it to us in writing?
Sure.
Okay?
Yep.
Please give it to us in writing, okay? Because that was a lot of territory. We don't want to kind of go over it again.
Thank you.
Thanks. Who's next? Chuck.
Are we confined to keeping these sections in the present owner order?
No, not necessarily. No.
Is anybody giving any consideration to moving this section before the FTP section?
You could do it. The idea was that you kind of make the case, and then let's make the case for our why we're voting, rather than messing up. Make it one place and then carry on with it. It just right now it seems like the logical way to go. Make the case for it, and then we're going to assess it, and then we're going to promote our new system. We can take a look at the order again, but my hunch is that we probably could not have an extended discussion of the order right here. I think that would take us too long to do. Darren.
In the voter choice section, I wonder if it might not be worthwhile mentioning something about women and minorities. I know it's been discussed in the Assembly, and we may not want to promise anything under the new system, but we might want to say that they have been historically underrepresented in the legislature, and this system could lead to more diversity amongst candidates and more choice for the voters along gender lines or ethnic lines. In any event, the choice will be left to the voters, not so much to the party, and there would be more choice than you would have than if the candidate, if the party nominated a single candidate, as is the current practice. Maybe something like that.
Yeah, we'll look at that. It does say there somewhere that with this system, because you have a district magnitude of 4, 5, 6, or 7, parties will be more sensitive to whom they put up there because. So we say something like that there and suggest that there would be a greater representation of people who are not there now. That Jack McDonald.
Patrick may be way ahead of me on this, but on page 8 at the bottom, there's a topic box, which is kind of a bulletized description of the recommended system. It seems to me that's the place that maybe the focus could be on in the very capsulized description of what we're recommending that we discussed earlier on at Darren's suggestion, and that could be extracted and put in newspapers and other things as a capsule description of what the recommendation is.
Okay, that was the idea, and there are some changes that have to be made there for clarity. Okay, can we move on then? Tour? John, are you? Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say that I think voter preference should be in order it was, so that the assessment comes and then we make the case for voter preference.
Did you get that? Okay, then Julie.
Just quickly, 2 points. With regards to voter choice, I think, and I may be wrong about this, but I have a sense that that it will naturally progress, that more people will become involved as they see that there's a chance for them to get elected. And with regard to the order of this presentation, I think that the present order allows for a natural flow from volume 1 to volume 2. I think if you flip the order around, you would be talking about our suggestion, then you go back to the present system, and then you'd be going back to in volume 2 into our suggestion. I think this way it flows right through.
It's kind of the idea. Susan? Where's Susan? Yep, sorry.
I would only like to recommend that we replace the word either proportionality or votes proportional to seats under number 1 in that little listing of our values on page 7.
Could you give that to us in writing?
Oh, sure.
Give that to Leo. That
yes.
would be much preferred. Okay?
Okay.
And write your name on it. Thank you very much. Shoni.
Under the ballots and by-election section, the way I read it right now, it seems to be just saying that the randomly ranked would be just the candidates within the party groupings, and it needs. I think we decided that the parties themselves would also be random, and I just didn't get that sense from reading it.
Okay. Now can we move to the next section? Okay. So we're now looking at pages 9, 10, and 11. 9, 10, what happens if we adopt the voter preference BC? And I again will remind you there's lots of copy, typing, and editorial stuff to be done here. My page is just full of it. So, Anne.
I'd like to talk to the penultimate, the third paragraph on page 9, where we talk about electoral districts growing geographically. Now, I asked yesterday whether we could have something possibly included about like and like and rural with rural, and I know Ken commented about the BC's Boundary Commission will be the ones responsible. I'm wondering if we couldn't at least get some reference to them in here, because I'm certainly finding that that's a major concern in my area, is how the areas will be combined. And people, if they can't be reassured specifically because we're commenting on something which is a responsibility of another department, then maybe we can at least acknowledge the fact that there is a process, there will be public consultation, and people will be able to make their comments known in that way.
I think that's a good point. Reference to the Boundary Commission, that it is consultative, it consults the people and respects kinds of natural kinds of geographical groupings,
quite.
Just as Ken discussed once. Okay, we'll get that in there.
Thank you.
Something goes out, but we'll get that in there. Anything else on these three pages? Jill.
Just in the fourth paragraph of page 9, it refers to safe seats and maybe a little bit of expanding for people who don't know what that means. We know what safe seats are, but does the public?
Okay. Actually, there's a lot of words in here that we need to look at from that point of view. And we will kind of have that kind of a read. We've had several suggestions from members here individually that we've got to read this again and maybe make sure that all the words are familiar to what we might call first-time readers or naive readers. Who's next? Wendy and Rob.
Hi. In page 10 and 11, the changes for the provincial government. The whole discussion talks all about coalition governments as if that's the only kind of government we're going to get with STV. I'd like to see that change to include minority governments. Majority governments are not as likely, of course, but they still are possible with STV, and minority governments are certainly possible.
Yep. And Rob.
I don't know if there'll be room for this or not, but maybe just a short glossary of some of the terms that are going to be necessary for the report itself might help.
If there's room, or else make them simple enough and explain them when we first use them. Shoni, I think you're next. That was it. Okay. Can we move on to the next section? Okay. So the next section is, next section is other considerations. That's been changed, okay? We've discussed that, and you're going to get a copy of that well before we meet next time, okay? Yes, Anna.
Just a point of clarification. Did we decide to take it out or to just condense it here?
First of all, new title. Not going to call it other considerations. Review of electoral change is coming out as in this group is going to become part of the text, and then the rest of it's going to be probably condensed, but we're going to review both this and what is in the second volume next weekend.
So it'll still be in volume one. There will still be considerations. Okay.
Yep. And it's going to be called something like, and I will let Patrick will come up with a great title, what some British Columbians have told us about, or what we heard in the hearings and the submissions, or something like that. Doug, yeah, you're sitting in a different place.
Well, actually, you're still on other considerations. I actually was getting ready to speak to page 13.
Okay, well, wait. Harley, are you on this one?
I just wanted to ask what you meant by the review of electoral change being in the text. I'm not quite clear what you mean.
Well, it's going to be up further. It's not going to be. It was your comment, which review.
It'll be in its own separate section.
Yeah, our comment about this needs to be reviewed, that it should stand for three elections, then be reviewed, involve citizens, will be up somewhere in the text, okay? Further up. Okay, should we then go to page 13? From selection to decision making. Let's do the first page 13 and 14 first. Doug.
Right at the very top, it's the quote. I don't know where this Institute for Democracy and Electoral Assistance quote came from. I would imagine that there's probably been something probably more appropriate said from one of the members, or either from Ken Carty or yourself, Jack, that may be quoted, as opposed to quoting this institute that we haven't even heard of before.
Yeah, I don't know why the editor didn't quote me. I just can't understand that. Done. Not quote me, but we'll find a quote from a member or something like that, or not have it at all. Anything else here? Okay, so let's move to the next section, which is learning, page 15. Jack.
Did we leave out Prince George? I don't see a reference to our meeting in Prince George.
Looks like we did. We shouldn't. Prince George was a very important meeting, so we will have something about the Prince George meeting in there. It was actually during the public... It was actually the end of the public hearing phase, but somehow Prince George needs to get in there. And some reference to Cadillac Ranch. Anna.
I just wondered, given that we wanted to include some things and we had to take some things out to get other things in, I'm just wondering if the learning, public hearings, and deliberation section could be edited a little more for conciseness and take things out of there. I understand why it's there to validate the process, but I think the meat and potatoes of this whole document is about what the system is and what it will mean to BC.
Yep. It could be one of the areas where we might try and find a paragraph or so of space. We'll look at that. Again, but it does have to be here to show the people of BC what we've done, but as long as it's clear, it does not necessarily have to be as long as it is, perhaps. So anything else on the learning phase? Let's go to public hearings, page 16. Any comment? Craig.
Just maybe we should add public hearings and written submissions.
Yes. Right. On to page 17 then, deliberation. Maybe deliberation and decision-making or whatever. Deliberation and decisions. Mo.
Jack, sorry. Going back to page 15, did we miss out on dribbling in paragraph, the second paragraph?
Looks like we did. We'll put them in.
Thank you.
Wendy, where are you?
Sorry. Jack, I would like a reference to the text made on page 15 too. I think it's important that it's mentioned that which text we used for studying the textbook by Farrell.
It is in the
is it in the
references. It's included in the references.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Douglas.
Over on page 15, back in the learning phase, I don't see a reference to the demographer that made the presentation on that Saturday evening that really helped understand.
Mr. Baxter.
Yeah.
We'll put him in.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Derek?
On that note, do we want to include Lisa Young from University of Calgary as well?
Yes. Okay. Get them all in. Won't take much space. We'll take some words out. You guys keep on putting words in, you know. Bill.
I was wondering if on the learning phase, if we could use that initial chart that we made with the circles within the circles and just put that over top of all these words.
Or the values and things of that sort.
For our values.
Good idea. Somehow we have to get it in there because that was so important to us. So we'll work on that one. Okay. Now, Jeremy, we're...
Thank you. Here's something maybe we can take out. In the public hearings, maybe that page could be tightened up a bit, particularly paragraph 3. There's details of pre-registration. I don't know if that's essential to have in there.
Okay. That's editing stuff. We'd like written comments on that. Okay. Are we finished with deliberation and decisions? We are now on our mandate. That's pretty straightforward. You can't change that. That was passed by the legislature. Note from the chair, I don't know whether you want any comments or not. I am going to edit this somewhat. Some things I want to change and make more explicit, particularly paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, paragraph 5. I'm going to make some changes in there. Edith. Where's Edith? Yep.
I just have one. I know we were talking about the order of this. I think that pages 13 on, maybe not the notice words from the chair, should be at the beginning as an introduction to this whole report, and so that if somebody just grabs the whole thing and they turn to the end, they can find out what we're recommending as opposed to having to find it buried in the middle. I think Julie talked about the flow of the document, that we want this to flow into the next document, and that's all preamble on how we arrived at our decision.
Well, I must tell you, there was a very deliberate decision about the order, and it was to get immediately into our recommendation. The reason for that is people flip the first few pages, and if they don't see anything of great interest to them, they drop it. As a matter of fact, it's one reason why we started with the page to the Honorable Jeff Plant, to the people of BC, rather than have a letter of transmittal. Most documents like this have a letter of transmittal from the chair or whatever. Those are boring. That's gone. We thought the first page should be to the Attorney General, the people of BC, this is what we recommend, and get right into it.
No, actually, I agree with that. I just mean after that, stick this in, because actually we're not in the first page and we're not in the last page. We're in the middle, because first we go over the current system, then we get to us, and then we start doing the whole process. And so we're actually buried in the middle and not in the first couple of pages.
Well, actually you are. You're page 3, page 4, page 5. This is all about your rationale for the change you're making. And, of course, your names are, as Brooke is saying, your name is in the front and back cover, so you see that. Amanda, then Ken.
I just wanted to say that I actually like the note from the chair being at the end, only because it offers really good transition and conclusion to this document. That's just, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Ken.
Overall, I think this document is really, really good. The only issue I have is the first volume that's made for being able to be published in the paper. Somebody brought it up, and I really agree that the more charts, the more graphs, the more visuals that can be in there, the more likely people are going to read it. And I think that would be huge to be able to take out some words and put in something to catch the eye.
Okay. Fewer words, more pictures. We have it. Sometimes getting rid of those words is hard, but we're going to try that, especially when they're your words, you know. Are we finished with this document? You will see it. Harley's going to have the last word.
Just on the public hearings part of it, I'll kind of go back to Julie's thought that a lot of us have interacted with the public, not only through the submissions and the presentations, but there's the members interacting with the people themselves, and I think that should be in there too, because there was a lot of back and forth with the members of the assembly as well.
Yeah, we can pick that up in Julie's comment about the communities and whatever, okay? We'll try and do that one. Mary.
I just want to say that when you put your information in on Prince George's, or you missed out, maybe you want to put a picture of Jack dancing up a storm rather than more words.
Bray.
Is it possible for Chuck to do a comic book version?
Yeah, the assembly report in cartoons. Well, he has some cartoons which we haven't published. at least you've seen them, but they're not out there in the public. Okay, we've done with this. Okay, take one-minute break talking to your neighbor, and I'm going to be right back, okay? Don't go away. Okay, guys. Thank you very much. Janet has something very important to say.
Well, I was just realizing that there's no mention of the Assembly's discussion forum for members, which was actually a really important tool for many of us.
It was private.
But it was part of...
learning. Well, we could throw in a line there. Yeah.
Because I learned a lot.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Julie.
Just a quick response. Harley hit on that, and I'm not sure if you caught it. He said in mentioning both our interaction with our friends, our neighbors, our communities, as well as our interaction with each other, we don't have to detail how that interaction took place. But in saying that our interaction with, you know, or maybe
yeah, a lot of interaction among members throughout the whole process.
Yeah. Yeah. So and we don't have to then mention what avenue we took.
You understand that? I'm getting a nod from Leo, so we'll get that in there. Shoni.
I know I'm not sure how Julie seems to be suggesting it doesn't, just saying there was a lot of interaction that was important. I think in terms of for people looking to replicate it later on, the members forum is
a key thing. Okay, we'll put it in. Okay. Yep, we got it. Susanna's always the stickler for making sure things are done right, you know. And sometimes it's a pain in the neck. But, you know, I remember one prof told me, you know, I just can't stand people who are right. But we had a working title there called, you know, the practice of democracy. And there was a footnote, and it says there's the working title until one chosen by the assembly. No one's commented on that. So we assume we'll just leave that, the practice of democracy, okay? It's a quote from a very famous Canadian. No one picked that up. Announcement. The first showing of the Knowledge Network's hour-long documentary, we'll tell you about this later, is going to be Thursday, January 27, 9 p.m. This is the full one-hour documentary. You'll be able to see yourselves in it Thursday, January 27, 9 p.m. And it will be shown, of course, several times after that. And we'll make sure that that's on our website. What we have to do now is choose a name for this new system. And we circulated something like 50 or 60 names that were suggested previously. Some persons might want to add to that. But how we, in, let's say, half an hour or so, come to a name is going to be a bit of a problem. Have you got that in front of you? It was distributed earlier. We had a short discussion of criteria. Is there somebody here who has a name that they really like that's not on this list? Because we might quickly go through this list and see how much support there is for the various names. Does anybody have a name that's not on this list? Julie, you got something that's not on?
No, I wanted to ask you if you're going to open the floor to comments, first of all, or after or whatever.
My plan, let me just try it out, everybody, was to actually go through this list and try and get rid of most of them, is to see... I'd like, you know, if there's about 15 or 20 hands in support of any particular system, it stays, and if it's not there, it's gone, and then we find out which five or six are left.
The only reason I asked is that there may be some people that are looking through this list and being a bit overwhelmed, and I had some things that I wanted to say that I thought maybe would help people to be able to narrow down.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we'll take several general comments, and then we'll narrow down the list, okay? Julie.
Okay. I put myself in the shoes of the majority of BC voters who don't have any idea really of what exactly we've been doing. And I really believe strongly that putting STV in the name is not a good idea. I think that we need to use words and phrases that people know and not words and phrases that relate to a system. STV seems now to be related to complexity somehow or other. And this isn't going to change a whole lot. I feel that this will deter from the success of the referendum. Something simple, even like what we have all been seeing here, like voter preference, these are known words, and they are words that endure. And I think that whatever, you know, people have come up with all kinds of cute ideas with acronyms and so on, And as I mentioned on the forum, I think it's like naming a child. You have to give a name to your, I believe anyway, give a name to your child that is going to be a great name when they're a baby, a toddler, a youngster in school, in high school, and as an adult. So a name that endures from infancy to maturity of this system, our baby. Jack mentioned something about relating the name of our system to values, and I that really hit home with me. And I think that however we identify the system should be related to our individual votes, and it would be great if it could refer to the results and benefits. We can go on, if we have another name, to explain our own specific system that we've come up with using known words that will prompt key ideas our key ideas. If we use STB in the name, no matter how hard we try to explain the values and benefits, et cetera, we're going to be asked to explain single transferable vote. And we saw this the other night. We launch into a description of the mechanics, and we lose people after a minute or two. I've pulled upwards about 30 or 40 friends and neighbors this last week, and all state that STV is mechanical. It's difficult to say, and it has absolutely no meaning. They were going STP, STD, and I think we've studied systems. We've fine-tuned one basic system, and we've modified it. And we feel that giving the pluses and minuses about the basic system, I feel that we have to give our configuration a name made up of a few simple words, no acronyms, that all voters can recognize and understand and identify with. And this idea in this weekend has also been affirmed for me in discussion with several of my fellow Assembly members.
Thank you. We have a list of five people. Okay. I would like to, first of all, we have Fred, Anna, Amanda, Gladys, Anne, and Jeremy. I would like some of that group, the first one, who has a contrary position, so that we can hear a contrary position. Who has a contrary position? Amanda has a contrary position, okay?
I actually like the name STV. It can we can make it not as mechanical. I like the idea that Doug had where we could make it into a slogan. I like simple to vote. It takes away the complexity. And this is a little out there, but I thought it was cute. Stevie, like naming a baby, what we were talking about, making it into an actual name.
Okay. Now we'll go to our list. Fred? Where are you, Fred?
I'm right here. It was mentioned about our baby, and why don't we use citizens' assembly voters' proportional system? Is that too long?
Anna.
I can't decide if I agree with Julie or not, but I do have one concern about the fact that the name's out there. It's being used in the media. There's campaigns organizing on both sides. If we adopt a new name, we'll be enthusiastically using the name, but will everybody else? I'm not sure.
Can I just mention the one thing that I forgot about was that the people that I spoke with said, what does it really matter? This is brand new. You were studying a basic fundamental system. You came up with a modification of that system that is not the Australian or whatever is used in another part of the country, the part of the world. It's yours. So is it really too late? And that was the question I put out. And they said, no, we don't think it's too late. Make it your own. Don't let it be somebody else's.
Gladys.
I've got three choices. The first is voter choice, the second is voter's choice for BC, and the third is citizen's choice. All three simple.
Okay, you're arguing that we don't use STV, I think. Anne Rushlow. Where's Anne?
Further to the discussion about STV, I worry about it because we received a lot of media attention last weekend. Many people came up to me and said, oh, I see you've made a decision. I would also like to start from the beginning by using a new name, but I wonder whether we can counter all the media attention that we've already had using that name. It's kind of, we've already sort of gone down that road. My second comment is, if we adopt the word citizens as part of the name, it may seem like it's our system as opposed to everyone's system, like the Citizens Assembly voting system as opposed to the citizens of BC, especially in the title, since the Citizens Assembly report is in the question. I wondered whether it was going to be our system as opposed to everyone's. But yet I do agree that the name, having words of value that actually mean something, to me really is a basic key when we're trying to have something that means something to people. So
in terms of process here, see if I have your approval for this. I'm taking about another, I got a bunch of people here, take another five or six, and then we'll take a kind of a reading as to whether or not STV stays in the name or not. Okay? Because if it's overwhelming one way or the other, we ought to know that. So we'll get a few more speakers, and then we'll take that reading. Jeremy.
Thank you. I agree with Julie. I think we should leave STV out of it for the reasons that Julie mentioned. We should have one of our main values possibly in the name. Personally, I like choice, which was definitely one of our three main values. Voter choice seems nice and simple, just two words, two initials. I really believe we should give our baby the best chance for survival. And I think keeping STV out of the name would certainly help that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I was just advised, by the way, that legally we cannot use a word that is already in a current established political party. And the word choice is in one. There is a party called People's Choice. Did I get that right? You better come forward. Do I have your permission to have the Deputy Electoral Officer come before us?
There is no problem with you using the word choice. However, there is a registered party called People's Choice, so you don't want to come up with a name that's the same as a registered political party.
Thank you very much for that information, Linda.
Would voter's choice be acceptable?
No, it's the choice. That choice is already in the name of a political party. And that might be confusing.
I think the word choice is okay. You just don't want the exact same name.
Okay.
Okay, so voter's choice would be acceptable.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Edith. I know where you are, Edith. You're becoming one of our frequent speakers.
Well, I try not to be, but
that's okay.
I do have opinions. I'm just sort of going against what everybody's saying, I guess. STV is the name of this system. People should be able to research the system for themselves. They shouldn't have to rely on what our description of the system is. If we don't put in STV, anybody who is actually interested could not go online and research the system. They would, we can build a slogan for what we want to call it. But this is not a baby. This is a political system that already has a name. We have done some tweaking around with it that maybe it's not exactly the same as anybody else's system. As for putting Citizens Assembly into it, I think that we should remember that we're only the mechanism for arriving at the system. We're not the important part of this. The electoral system itself is the important part. And this is not a Citizens Assembly legacy project. This is a system that was devised to arrive at a conclusion, and the conclusion is the important part.
Okay, thank you. I don't know when you want me to take this reading of where we're at. We've got about 10 more names. Like I say, no more. We could try and get through a few more quickly and then take the reading. How about three or four more speakers, then take the reading? The new ones are David, Ian, Don, Donna, Ralph, Clara. Those are the new ones. You're not new. So let's take those. Those are new speakers. Let's just take those new speakers and let's take a reading. Does that sound fair? Okay, we've got to be fair. Okay, David. Where's David Wills?
Right here.
Sorry.
I'm just confusing you, Jack.
I know. There.
I must admit, I've been all around in this subject. I've looked at it, and I've probably held every position at one point in time. But I guess my current sense is that I very much agree with Julie's comments. We have a version of PRS-TV. No one's hiding that. That's what it is. But we want to give it a name, sort of a friendly name, that we can talk about with our friends and our my wife and other people who don't like this sort of technical jargon with the acronyms and what have you. So I'm very much in favor of a short name, two words, voter choice or something like that, that we can say, you know, maybe in brackets, a PRS-TV system for BC.
Okay. Ian.
I just want to talk about reinventing the wheel. And, you know, everyone knows I come from a retail environment. And a television's a television. An LCD is what they call a television panel. It's Sony's version of an LCD. So I'd like to see that we keep STV as part of it, but do something like BC4STV. And then you could have the four basic principles, one being proportionalities, voters' choice, representation, and for the people.
Don. Where's Don? Yep.
I'm sort of supporting the idea from, or just going along with the idea from Julie and Anne and Edith and what they were saying, but the biggest thing that I'd like to reinforce is, yes, we're not creating a legacy here. We're creating a name, something that somebody's going to recognize 50 years down the road when a lot of us are going to be long gone. And I just don't think that it's something that we should necessarily attach ourselves to. It's something that the people have to recognize and accept. Thank you.
Donna.
It's me. Okay. I changed my mind. Oops.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
STV is the system we're promoting, so I think it should be kept in the name.
Okay. Then we have someone else who prefers not to take the microphone and passed up. Preferential voter choice is the preferential voter voice. Preferential voter voice is another suggestion from someone who hasn't spoken yet. Art, you're next. And we've got four more, and then we're going to take a reading on this.
Personally, I'm thinking of the future here. And in 50 years' time, people are going to be, might be still using the STV. And that's fine. But if we put something like the Citizens Assembly proportional system, kids in school, it might give them a little bit of a jog to look back and find out a bit about history. And if the name, the Citizens Assembly, is on there, I mean, with listening to the public and whatnot, we own this. So I don't see any reason why we shouldn't have our name on it.
Okay, we have the last speakers are Ralph, Sally, Clara, Cherie, and Dan, and then we're going to take a vote or something of that sort and find out where we're at. I can tell you right now, I usually read audiences pretty well, we do not have a consensus on this one. And this is going to be very difficult. We want to go away somehow feeling all pretty good about what we've chosen, but I'll tell you, we're all over the place on this one, and if we can postpone it, it would be wonderful. But I don't think postponing it is going to change many views that are in the room. Ralph, you're next. Where's Ralph?
Currently, our current system doesn't really have a name. We just have a system. We don't say, I'm going to the polls to vote and put someone first past the post. You go to the polls to vote. There is no funky name that we call our system that anyone other than us even relates to. I think we're just way too hung up on the name. It is the single transferable vote. And if someone wants to research it and they look up the word CAPS, they're never going to find out what it is. It's the single transferable vote that we're proposing.
Thank you. Okay, Sally? Good, you stay where you usually are. That's nice. Thank you.
I've been looking at other names of people, and the word is citizen. It doesn't mean that it is the citizen assembly, but it is people. So instead of putting citizen assembly, we will just use citizen, because in the future they will not remember us anymore. Might be those people who will read the history. But citizen, when it is there, it's very simple. People who have second language, they can easily understand. Citizen is people. So I would like the name will be BC, Citizens Electoral System.
Thank you. Clara.
So when I was thinking about a name for this system, I was thinking, what are they going to be writing in the political science textbooks in a few 50 years or so, if it's still here? And when I think about all the other systems we studied, the Australian system, the New Zealand system, the German system, the Italian system, well, they all have the name of where it came from in them. So I was thinking something kind of simple like British Columbian Electoral System, because that's exactly what it is. It was made here in BC. It is our electoral system. And it still kind of personalizes it, and it also, you know, speaks to everybody. This is an electoral system. That's, of course, if it gets passed.
Okay, we got a couple. Tanis, you've not spoken today. Maybe we'll give you a chance. We'll see. I've got a couple of other people here, but maybe we're just about... Sherry, you want to say something new?
I just want to say I really like Preferential BC or Preferential Plus. It just makes it sound like a great system. You could almost sell me on it. I just like it. Plus sounds better, and it's easy and simple.
Okay, take a couple of those who have not spoken on the subject yet. Margaret?
Many of the names that have been proposed are really quite uninformative. This name is mostly going to be used during the referendum campaign. People both for and against are going to be presumably referring to this name or to STV, whichever they choose to use, and they'll make that choice. But many of these names, like the BC electoral system that was just suggested, and that could as easily apply to the current system, and many of the names, voters' choice, voters' preference, are completely devoid of actual content. So I think STV is what it is, and we should use it.
Okay. I got one person who's two people have not spoken yet. I'm going to take those two, and then we are going to go to the vote. Frankie.
I'd just like to say that I agree with Margaret. I personally would like the word STV in the name, and I do not want a name that sounds like a political party. Thank you.
Michelle. Oh, yeah.
Initially, I was totally against changing the name STV, because I don't think it's something we've created. I think it's something that's being used in other places in the world. But I really like voter preference as a name, because it speaks to why we chose STV, and it doesn't come across as an attempt to replace STV or hide it under something or make it something that was ours or something. So.
Okay, last two. Tanis. Can't have Tanis mad at me forever. Go ahead.
Okay, so we like what I'm hearing from people is that we like something related to BC, something that identifies it as ours. And I'm also hearing that we like single transferable vote in there. And I think if we can combine these things, like the BC preferential single transferable vote system, I think that that would satisfy a lot of the opinions in the room. And yeah, it may be long, but you know, it could be like the BC preferential STV system or something. So that's my little 2 cents worth there. Thanks.
Hey, John, you do have the last word, then we're going to vote on it, okay?
I have a wild idea. We worked on this for a long time. We picked out a very good system, right? How about perfect? Picked out a perfect system. And it's People's Electoral Reform for Effective Community Transition.
I don't think you're going to get majority support for that, John. Audiences, I can read.
It was wild.
Yeah, you delivered on that. Actually, I forgot, Dan, you've spoken before. You haven't? Okay, Dan and Craig. I can't see anymore, okay? Dan. Dan and Craig.
Yeah, thank you. I think one thing is we've got to remember we are history in the making. And I think because we are history making, we should have citizens in the name as well. We are the citizens of BC. We are history in the making. I think citizens' choice is my vote. Thank you.
Craig, you've got it, and then we're going to take it to a vote.
Just as a quick note, from if you read the good book, in the United States, it's common to use the word choice voting. So STV is not a universally global descriptor for this system. In the United States, it's common to use choice voting.
Okay. Now, clearly, we're not going to have a majority, a unanimous kind of heavy consensual kind of opinion on this one. But do you agree, in terms of process, that we need now to take this to a decision? Okay. And you agree that whatever decision is, you'll love it, just like you'll love your baby. Okay. So, Rob, I think we're going to use the buttons. And don't press them until I tell you to press, okay? Because I want to make sure you understand the question. And the question is, you'll press button one if you like to use the word STV in the name. You'll press button two if you want a name that does not include STV. Okay? Is that clear? Button one is STV in the name somewhere. Or that's it, I guess. Button two, we explore a name that does not have STV in it. Yes, for clarification, Harley.
I just want to clarify, because I know there's some of us that think PRSTV should be that in there.
Well, that would be button number one, and then we could discuss how you do STV. So button one, STV. Button two, another name, and we'll start talking about it and conclude in about 10 minutes. Are you ready, Rob? Press your buttons. And it should come up on our screen. Well, that's fairly clear. 95 for STV, no STV, 49, you can all read that, 144. Now, I want all of those you who, just to corroborate this, okay, a double count, all those who support of using STV in the name, your hands up. No one's going to watch who you are. Okay, clearly it's big majority, okay? The question is now whether STV is a name or is it PRSTV, and let's not have that debate for a half an hour. Yes, Taya.
I think we should put BC and STV together, so BC's STV system.
BC/STV? Whatever. BC's STV. A couple of people in support of that. Are you in support of that? Who's in support of that? Anyone want to speak to it? Okay, there's various support. Anyone contrary to that view? Take two contrary. Okay, first... Your name is Shoni. I should know that. Okay.
I think the fact that it is a voting system that we're looking at for British Columbia is lost on no one, so I think it's sort of a wasted use of space to put BC in there. I think the issue that I've still had people questioning me about is whether it's proportional or not, and that's why I would argue that PRSTV actually achieves more than BC to STV, because the BC is a given and the PR people are still questioning.
Chuck.
I would add to what Shoni's saying, except that I wouldn't use the abbreviation PR. I would call it proportional STV.
Proportional STV is a recommendation. Darlene.
I would question whether we have the right to use BC in there, because it has not gone to referendum yet, has not been accepted yet.
I think the major question before us right now is whether we use STV by itself, and then whatever literature, it's what the Citizens Assembly came up with, blah, 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 or whether there is something else like PRSTV or proportional STV. And so maybe, that's right, isn't it? That's the question. We'll have just a little bit more debate on that, and then we'll probably put it up on we'll do the buttons. Wilf, you're changing too.
I wonder how many have noticed how
smoothly voter preference flows in this final report. So I would suggest voter preference STV if we must have STV in the name.
Voter preference / STV or something like that? Or voter choice STV?
Voter preference.
Voter preference. Combining it. Well, we're going to have a vote in a minute as to whether STV is all by itself or whether we combine it. And if the majority goes for combining it, then we'll find out what combination it is. Who's the next? Well, Tanis, you've spoken before. You got something to say?
Well, it's just that STV by itself is so boring, and we've spent this whole time designing something for us. So can we just have, like, one descriptive word, whether it's, like, BC or preferential or...
Okay, you're in support of something else besides STV. Chuck, did you spoke, right? You haven't yet, Darren. Speak, please.
Thank you. I just wanted to suggest, then, if we can combine the two... STV with another descriptive, that perhaps Citizens' Choice might be a good one. I like Citizens' Choice because it implies a connection with the Assembly, yet it doesn't explicitly say so. It also implies that the citizens were engaged in the development of this system and that the citizens will be using it. I like choice because it's a firmer word than preference. Preference, to me, suggests that you can take it or leave it. Choice means you're going to be engaged. That's why I like it. Thanks.
Thanks. Cherie, do you have something new? Yep.
I was just going to say I like citizens single transferable vote, so CSTV.
Margaret.
The system, as we've designed it, we hope will produce proportionality, but it is not a direct mechanism to proportionality, and I'm not sure we want to advertise it as it is.
Harley.
I have the complete opposite view of Margaret on that one. But I also, thinking of on Darren's idea of Citizens Choice PRSTV.
Oh, why don't you add a few more letters? Oh, I shouldn't be editorializing. Sorry. Taya.
I agree with a lot of them, but what I'm thinking, and I still keep thinking, is we've seen on the web that there's been 114 or whatever it was, 141 countries following us. We've been following, you know, the Irish system, the system in New Zealand. I mean, we need to take ownership of this, and so it puts us on the map. So when people look it up, they remember that this was made for BC, and we are British Columbians. So, you know, I really think, you know, if somebody in Timbuktu land is going to say, oh, you know, that's a system that was used in BC.
Okay, we've got four more names, and we're going to do four more names, and we're going to take a vote on this one as to whether we can combine STV with something else. And the four names are, we've got five names, and that's it. Jean, Jim, Lil, Julie, Wendy. Then we vote, okay? Julie says no, okay? So Jean, where's Jean? Yep.
Darren has said more eloquently what I wanted to say. We want to sell this thing. Citizens is real powerful. I don't care about the Finnish people following us from over there. Citizens Choice STV. Thank you.
Okay. Jim, you pass. That's a good response. Lil?
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Everyone has been saying that they don't like acronyms, but acronyms sell. So Sherry was saying that we should say Citizens STV. I think it should be Citizens Assembly STV, which comes out to the acronym of CAST 5.
Yes. Wendy. That's it. Then we're going to vote.
I was just going to say, in response to Taya's comment about BC, I think that whatever we call it, if we call it Citizens Choice STV, those people from out of the side of the country are going to end up calling it BC's Citizens Choice STV. So let's let them put that on there and not us, because I think BC doesn't tell us that much more, but Citizens Choice tells us a lot more.
Okay, let's go to the buttons. Okay. Ready? The first button will be STV all by itself. Okay? First button, STV all by itself, nothing else. Second button will combine something with STV, whether it's voter's choice or citizen's choice or whatever it is. We'll come to that next. Okay, so the first button, STV all by itself. Second button, STV plus something. Okay? Press the buttons. What's your guess? Now, that's pretty clear, and a couple of more voters this time. So it's STV plus something. And one of the ones most frequently mentioned here has been voters' choice, STV. Citizens' choice, STV. How many think that's a pretty good idea? Okay, we're going to have someone speak for PRSTV, and then we're going to have someone to speak for Choice STV. Then we're going to take a kind of a reading. Okay, Harley, give it your best.
I just wanted to clarify Citizens Choice PRSTV.
A lot of moans. I don't think that's going to sell. That didn't pass the moan test or whatever it's called. Craig. That's almost as crummy as Marilyn, you know. Her jokes, I mean. Marilyn's latest joke is, why did the cookie go to the doctor? Because it felt crummy. That's Marilyn's jokes. Sorry, Craig.
How can I follow that? How about Citizens' Choice, an STV system, in brackets afterwards?
No. I think we're talking about Citizens' Choice STV. Let's not complicate it terribly much, Anna.
I like Citizens' Choice STV. I'm not sure that PR is. It's very descriptive to us. I'm not sure it would appeal to the general public, whether it would mean much.
Brad.
I need to speak in support of Lil's idea, Citizens' Assembly. I think it's going to be important that they know the process that we went through 10 years down the road, because we go back in the 50s and we wonder, well, what happened? Didn't we have some sort of preferential vote back then? What happened? They need to know that 161 of us got together and came up with a great system. So we need to have the Citizens Assembly name in there somewhere. So I support Lil's idea with the Citizens Assembly, STV.
I want someone to comment on that, but Sally?
Of course, I like it to be citizen assembly, but when we are talking to people, when we say people, the other words is citizen. So I keep emphasizing that because it's easy to understand. It's for the people.
Thank you. FW.
I think Harley must have missed a lesson. STV is proportional, so citizen choice STV.
Okay. The dentist is always precise. Mary.
I like the citizens' choice as well, but I'd like to see it as BC Citizens' Choice STV.
No, it didn't pass the test, Mary. Julie.
A lot of comment was made yesterday, reference to people that don't have a really strong grasp of the English language. And we have a fair number of those people in BC who desperately want to be a part of BC and BC's present and future. And I think by getting these names very, very complicated, it's going to be difficult. And as Sally is, I've been kind of using Sally as a barometer here. And perhaps Sally and Manjeet and anybody else, I mean, is something like Citizens' Choice STV, is that too difficult? Is it short enough? Can you explain it?
The answer was yes. Okay, these are the names I've got. Shoney, John, Jack, Sharon, David, RB, Doug. Too long? Okay, let's vote on. You know, one that's talked about most so far is Citizens' Choice STV. Right? So let's say whether that or number two would be something else. Now, Shoney, you look really concerned, so why don't you say something? I wouldn't want you to be that concerned.
Well, I just think I understand people were ready for maybe not a long list of speakers, but there have been a lot of people that have spoken to the Citizens' Choice option, and there have not been people who have spoken to the PR option, and that was one of the other options that was heard a couple of times.
Do you want to speak to it?
Yeah, I would like to,
okay.
If that's okay with everyone. In the last couple of weeks, as explaining it to people, and I didn't miss the lesson where I heard that STV was proportional, it doesn't matter if we know it's proportional. That is not necessarily known by other people. That's one of the first questions I get. Is it a proportional system? And I think proportionality was one of our key values. It was one of the things we heard about across the province. We heard about choice, but proportionality and local representation were the two main ones. And so I think it's really necessary in the title to answer that question for people. Yes, it is proportional. My concern with citizens' choice is I don't think it's a name that will wear well for the baby. I think it sounds sort of like the People's Choice Awards. It's sort of slogany and catchy. And people in BC are pretty savvy, and it may elicit more eye rolling and be made the butt of jokes more than just something that describes the actuality of the system. And that's my concern around citizens' choice and why I think proportionality is necessary.
Okay, thanks for that comment. We have two persons who have not spoken yet on this matter. RB. Nice and brief, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I'll try to be very brief. I think the whole purpose of this assembly is for us to make a choice on behalf of the citizens. And we are making a recommendation for the citizens to make ratify that choice through a referendum. So the very process justifies the name citizens' choice. And secondly, it has a great name we can use as a slogan too. It's CC for BC. Citizens' choice for BC.
Thank
BC
you.
For BC, so citizens' choice, STV is okay.
Thank you, RB.
Yeah.
Sharon, you haven't spoken on this yet.
I absolutely hate citizens' choice. It sounds like a political party.
Yes, good.
I think we should take ownership as a BC as a whole, and it should be BC-STV.
Carrie.
I think you have to remember, too, that when newspapers start putting headlines out, they're going to look at initials, CCSTV. So just, you know, put that in your mind. Look at it on the front page of the Vancouver Sun. CCSTV, you know, what does that mean? When you're talking about BCSTV, I feel strongly that it shows ownership for the province, for the people of the province, and for the fact that it's a electoral system that is unique to us, not to anywhere else in the world.
Anna, you want to respond to that? That particular suggestion?
Yeah, well, I agree. And I think the citizens' choice isn't so much about us. To me, that's absolutely nothing to do with that name. It's about the fact that citizens are going to have more choice. And Harley, I can't believe you're not supporting that name.
Which name is that, Anna?
I am. I just want PR added.
Well, yeah, we need a question. Frankie, something brand new?
Well, I just wanted to say that there's a difference between being simple and simplistic, and I have to agree with Shoni that it sounds like President's Choice or something like that. And, that's just my comment.
Jack.
My preferred name is Citizen Proportional STV. So that will balance two sides of ideas.
Arlene.
Thank you.
I agree with Shoni and Frankie that PRSTV, I just think it will be taken more seriously. It's simple. It describes what it is, and I don't think it can be really made fun of or trivialized.
Okay, we have, according to Susanna here, we've got three names that have been kind of around. This is probably not the best way to name a baby, by the way. Pardon me? There's no good way. Yeah, my best friend took a whole month and a half to name a baby. The three that we have here are PRSTV, Citizens' Choice STV, Citizens' Proportional STV. No, the last one's gone. Okay. See, now that you did it. Okay, the three that I have then, I'm only joking. PRSTV, Citizens' Choice STV, BC's STV. Okay, have you got that? And so, okay, so button number one will be PR. You better write this down, okay? Write this down. Yeah, I will get to you in a minute, Jill, for clarification, okay? Button number one will be PRSTV. Button number two will be Citizens' Choice STV. Button number three, BC's STV. BC STV. Your British Columbia STV. Okay, BC. Jill, clarification.
Oh, I just wonder, are we just taking the first past the post on this one? Because I could live with either PRSTV or BCSTV, but I don't like Citizens' Choice STV. I just want to know how it's working.
We could do a runoff. We'll take the first, we'll drop the lease, and then we can do the runoff with the final two. Okay, that's a clarification in voting. Good point. And then we had, I think, Alan?
Yeah, that was my point.
Okay. Linda?
Yeah, just very quickly, some people seem to have a problem with the choice part, but they like the citizens. What about, glasses here, sorry. Just citizens, single transferable vote, CSTV.
My hunch is we're going to go citizen's choice. There's been enough for that one. Manji?
Just a clarification, is it going to be a BCSTV or BC.STV? Is this going to be a one word, or is there going to be a BC-STV?
Probably a hyphen, BC-STV.
Yes.
Some people might put BC/STV, but BC-STV.
Okay.
Susan, clarification?
Since this is an electoral process, the term voter is really more appropriate to the process than citizen, which is more of a generalized term. The citizen becomes a voter at the time they're using the electoral system. So my preference would be voter's choice, STV.
I think the majority is for citizens. Reading. Okay, we're going to have the vote. Now, just in process, okay? Button number one is PRSTV. Two is Citizens' Choice STV. Button three is BCSTV. And after the vote, we will drop, unless it's a clear majority, we will drop the lowest ranking and then have a vote on the two. Is that fair? Okay, press your buttons. Well, we don't need a recount on that. And everybody seems to be quite happy. What did we do? BCSTV. There you go. That's it. Yep. Okay, a couple last little things. I know you're ready to go, but just a minute. One last thing. You were given your questionnaire. It's very important that we get that back, and we will send you what we promised you in the mail very soon. It's been a great weekend. See you in 2 weeks.